T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Final hour ahead. Lots to get to. Nick Green from Fox Sports South going to join us in about 25 minutes. The AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, Twitter. Phone lines will be open, 404-741-0929. Had a great AMA yesterday. We'll get to the AMA at 1:40. I've told you the Nick Green story, right?
Yeah. Was he on her cake or something?
Yeah, and I told Nick Green too when
yeah,
we
I remember
had
that, that
the bowling event last year.
Yeah.
So Nick Green, being a member of the Atlanta Braves in the era where my wife was just a diehard Braves fan, and I mean she was, and still we watch games and they'll ask those trivia questions during games, and if it was any time between 2001. And 2014, like or uh-huh. whatever, like there's about a 10-year period where anything that happens, she knows just off the top of her head. Anyway, Nick Green was on those teams, and for her 16th birthday party, my wife had them put Nick Green's picture on the cake.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
so I told Nick Green that, and he was very amused. We actually found a picture of the cake and showed it to him. It's pretty funny.
You're such a you're a very understanding man. I mean, and for the most part, I am. I just let her do what she want, do her thing, whatever. Because if as long as it don't affect me, like she tried to affect me for this upcoming weekend, I really can care less.
What happened this upcoming weekend?
Oh no! So yesterday we're laying in the bed, and of course she has her iPad out trying to figure out what to do. And my wife, she knows it's football season, but she don't know the actual time. Like I said, my wife's. She likes sports, but she ain't no sports fan. Like, she wears her Georgia stuff every Saturday and everything because I went to Georgia. She wouldn't marry me. She wouldn't give a damn about Georgia. But so anyway, so we're laying in bed last night. I'm watching the game. And so she's like, ooh, you want to go apple picking? I was like, what the hell is that? First of all, I was like, what the hell is apple picking? And then I was like,
It sounds.
Huh?
It's exactly what you think it would be.
Yeah.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, she's like, you want to go apple picking this weekend? I was like, do I like Andy? I swear to God.
Is that what you said? Because I'll be honest with you, man, that sounds awesome. It sounds like a lot of fun. Go up there
as soon as she
Georgia,
said that,
apples.
I'm like, do I like Andy? I was like, baby, you know Georgia comes back this weekend. Oh, yeah. But even if Georgia wasn't playing this weekend, I wasn't going no damn apple picking. Like,
hey,
what the hell?
Georgia doesn't play till 4. You go pick
I don't
some
give
apples
a damn.
In the morning.
I don't give a dang going to pick no
it's
damn
fun, man.
Apples.
It's great. It's nice and crisp outside. It's fall now. Put some flannel on. Go up there and pick some apples. It's a lot of fun. Now, I will say this, okay? Because look, I am, I don't know, understanding, whatever. I am who I am. What am I going to do? She's 16 years old. She had a picture of Nick Green on her cake. That's 15 years ago, whatever. I wouldn't want her to have a picture of Nick Green on her cake now. Like, her birthday's in a couple weeks. If she's like, you know, it'd be nice. You know, or like current favorite Brave. Like, you know who I really like now on the Braves? Dansby Swanson. Let's get his picture. No, I don't want his picture on my
Hell
wife's
no.
cake. Not now. The only person that gets to be on her cake now is me. Yes. And that would be weird. Maybe I'll do that coming up in a couple weeks. That'd be a lot of fun.
Do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Do it. Hey, how about
forget about Nick Green.
Yeah, how about you get like you pop out the cake for a dog with like a sparkly bow tie on?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Where do you get big cakes like that?
I don't know.
I always wonder.
I'm sure one of our listeners knows.
I'd like to pop out of a stripper cake. I think that'd be fun. That'd be a good birthday surprise for my wife. All right. Anyway, Nick Green's going to join us in 20 minutes. That's all to say. Nick Green from Fox Sports South is going to be on the show. Let's get to what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, I think both of us, you know, I had said it earlier in the press conference, didn't have the right words to say when you, you know, kind of get hit in the gut. You don't have the right moments to share on it. And so we visit on Sundays. We visit the day after the game to go through the process, things we liked, things we didn't, the injury report. So we really just take them through the whole, you know, game, what's ahead, how we're going to feature, you know, things moving forward if there's any injury. So that's how we visited on today. That's our normal Monday routine. I don't share our meetings publicly with coaches or players. Things that happen within the team stay within the team. So all of our meetings are that way.
That's Dan Quinn from yesterday talking about, in very basic detail, which you would expect, his meeting with Arthur Blank that they have every single Monday. Obviously, he's not going to tell us the ins and outs of that meeting. And Dan Quinn will be on with Dukes and Bell in about 2 hours from right now, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 3:10. But I can't imagine it was a very fun meeting. Like, I have to think that, you know, those meetings go different from week to week. Have to think this one probably sucked, given the way that things went on Sunday. But I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe the meetings are all the same. I have no idea. Nothing seems to change, so maybe the meetings aren't different. But if I'm Arthur Blank, I would have probably had some words in that meeting yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure there was a lot. Like, Arthur doesn't seem like the type of man that would come off and be berating Dan or nothing like that. But I'm sure, like, when you have the hardest thing in the world is to have difficult conversations. We know that. But to have a difficult conversation with your boss, considering the fact that you might lose your job after this conversation, had to be difficult, especially when the mistakes are, you were probably saying, are coach related. Well, did you not teach them that? Do they not know that? I mean, sometimes, and you put that more on the coach than on the player, but everybody got to do better on this team for them to get this thing turned around. Yeah, when me and Andy were talking in our 12:20 lunchtime Falcons report, Andy was speaking more of a fan perspective. I was speaking more of a player perspective. Yeah, we were, but at the same time, we both are on the same page. Do we believe that this thing will turn around? What the hell has these Falcons done in the last 2.5 years to give us reason to believe that it's going to get turned around?
Yeah, and I mean that's kind of what I was trying to say.
Like, yeah, no, I know exactly what you were saying.
You're right. Winning is the bottom line. I think
the winning part,
the perspective that I was, again, probably not doing a great job of articulating, was at a certain point as a fan, like, yes, I want my team to win, but I just don't trust that they're gonna. And when you get to the point that you don't trust that they're gonna, you know, a win on Sunday would feel good, and hopefully they win Sunday and then beat the Packers and then go on a great run. My question is, because when you get fired from any job, it's not usually for one specific thing. Sometimes it is. Sometimes you get fired because you do something so egregious they have to get rid of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But usually it's a body of work. And then you do one thing that's too much. And then they move. Like, if Arthur Blank is to move on from Dan Quinn this next week or whatever, it's not going to be because they lost to the Bears. It's going to be because all of the losses over the last few years. And the reason that you move on from them is because winning is no longer enough to convince you that you're good at your job or whatever it is in your job. Like, I just feel like, and it's hard to compare professional sports to other jobs. It's almost impossible. But like, if your boss had to bring you into the office and ask you a question about your job, so simple as, did your employees or did your players know the rule? Like, I don't even know what that would be like at our job. Like, if our boss brought us in and they were like, did you not know that you weren't supposed to swear on the radio? Did you not know? Like, whatever it is, like, not knowing the rules, whether they knew the rule or not, for Arthur Blank, who's Dan Quinn's boss, to wonder whether or not they knew the rule, I mean, that's just bad in and of itself. Like, to allow your boss to have that worry or to have that thought is awful.
But you remember yesterday when the comments of Mr. Blank first came out, and what did I text? I said, that's pretty bad.
Pretty
it
bad.
Is bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's a bad look for him. And when he comes out and says that, then I heard I didn't hear Dan's the coaching show until this morning when I think Trinita was playing in one of her clips this morning when I was doing the morning school drop off, and I heard it and I'm like, yeah. At that point, you're trying to explain to me what these players are thinking, because I'm pretty sure that you went to all the players that were on that hands team in that moment and asked each one of them, what were you thinking at that moment? And probably one of them said, I was waiting for it to go out of bounds. One probably said, I was waiting for it to go 10 yards. One probably was like, I don't know. But,
I hope nobody said that.
I hope nobody said that.
I don't know. Just for context, here's Arthur Blank from a SiriusXM interview yesterday being asked about the game, but then at the end of this comment, listen closely to the end of this comment when he talks about the onside kick.
Do you want to respond out of the, you know, doing something that's immediate and respond out of that, you know, disappointment, that sadness, maybe anger, frustration with all of our fans felt, and I understand why. Well, think about, you know, I mean, how do we correct this? There's 14 more games to play in the season. We have a lot of games left to play, and there are certain aspects of our performance in the first two games which have been really good. Some other parts have not been good. Clearly, our defense is not playing at the level we want to see it play at, and clearly, on the last play of the game yesterday, our players, you know, didn't do what they, you know, either what they were instructed to do and they didn't understand it, or it's clear, though, they didn't, in my view, they didn't clearly understand what the rules were and exactly what they had to do. I think that's demonstrated when you watch the video of it. So,
yeah, again, not good. to read those quotes yesterday, not good. To actually listen to it, not good. Dan Quinn's on with Dukes and Bell in about 2 hours, and I imagine they'll ask him about that, whether or not they knew the rule and why it went the way that it went. And the problem is, like we've said multiple times the last couple of days, there is no real satisfactory answer.
No.
If you didn't know the rule, that's a disaster. If you did, and you still did what you did, well, it's a disaster too. Because you just stood there and watched it and let the Cowboys get the football, go down the field, and win the game.
Like, there's no right answer, Andy. There's no right answer to that question. But we're done with it. Move on from it. Get ready for it.
We're on to Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, wonderful city, by the way.
It is a lovely city. Shake joint. The shakes ain't that good there, but other than that, it's a great city.
Brian Gebhardt can confirm the shake in Chicago is weak. All right, let's hear from Brian Snicker.
Yeah, no, that was, you know, you just kind of felt good about things and getting him a couple more starts. And you know, so I hate it for him. He's worked so hard and put so much time in. And I was excited to get him back out there a couple more times, too, to see where we could get him before this thing was over.
Speaking of
Chicago, one of the last places Cole Hamels was a, you know, productive member of a pitching staff. Cole Hamels' news yesterday is that he is on the injured list for the remainder of the season. He'll miss the playoffs. And the Cole Hamels era is over, I would assume. I don't know. They're not going to re-sign him, are they?
Bring him back for next year?
No, they're not doing that.
If that happens, I'm going to go straight over there with Brian onto the Cole Hamels hate train. I'm with you, dog. All right. If they bring him back, man, come on. As a player, can you trust him back in the clubhouse? I'll give you an example. I had a teammate once, right, Andy? We signed him, was hoping he was going to come in and fill a big void. Played really well. He was a free agent, going into free agency. Played his butt off. Gets the money in free agency, right, from us. The first week of offseason conditioning, he pulls his back doing back rows with a 25-pound weight. No lie. This is exactly what happened. And was done for the rest of the season.
Whoa.
And we were counting on this guy, right? And then, like, so he gets healthy, tries to come back next year. Ain't nobody messing with that dude, man, because we knew what it was about. So that's what I'm saying. The Braves probably sitting to him like, man, nobody studying Cole. Go on, Cole.
Yeah, I mean, look, the good thing is, if there is any good thing, we don't have to worry about Cole Hamels anymore. I'm happy because the way that it went down, apparently the way that Brian Snicker explained it, was that Cole Hamels came to them and said, look, I just don't feel, because Cole Hamels met with the media yesterday. He did like a 10-minute Zoom call with the media where none of the injury stuff came up. I mean, he was expected to pitch today. And then he went to them later in the day and said, here, my shoulder, whatever, like I'm not feeling good. So they put him on the IL and that's it. I'm glad that happened yesterday and not 2 weeks from today, where Cole Hamels goes out there and gets shelled in a playoff game and, well, you know, I wasn't feeling my best anyway, but I wanted to gut through it. No, nope, gutting through it. Cole Hamels is,
that would be,
that's it.
Because that would be so Atlanta sports. That
yes,
happened.
It would. Yep. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. I'm glad to nip it in the bud. That's it. And so now, you know, you got Max Fried, who hopefully will look better himself in his next start. You got Ian Anderson, who's looked pretty good. You got Kyle Wright, who's looked pretty good. And I guess Bryce Wilson's back up. I don't know what they're going to do at the back end of that rotation, assuming they get through that first round three-game series and
thing,
get into a seven-game series.
Yeah, I mean, we know how the bullpen is going to be. You know, they're going to be counted on a lot. You know, you asked me about Shane Green. Am I worried about Shane Green? Okay. I mean, he doesn't look good. Will Smith, you got Chris Martin. I mean, you got Melanson. You got so many guys back there in the back end that, you know, if you could just not put them in a bird every single damn game, you might have something.
Did you not? Chris Martin, pitching great.
Yeah, I wanted to say that because Brian said that because he hasn't gotten to play a stupid clip. There it is. You happy now, Brian?
He's been phenomenal.
You try your best, but you don't succeed.
Chris Martin's ERA is like half. He's got a .53 ERA. He's been really good.
Chris Martin's been good. Did Brian say to you, I can't believe y'all haven't said Chris Martin in a long time? Yeah, because we didn't want to hear that dumb song. We know what he's been doing.
And then you said it and he didn't play it. I had to say it a second time. Yeah. I don't know. There it is. And then in Andy and Randy fashion, we overdid it and said it a bunch of times and let Brian play the audio clip a lot. All right. Speaking of the Braves, our guy Nick Green going to join us next from Fox Sports South as we continue to get ready for the playoffs. Braves play the Marlins tonight with a chance to clinch. I know the magic number is 3, but if they win, they get 1. The Marlins losing gives them 1, and then it would be the tiebreaker. So that would be the 3. Hopefully they can do it and book themselves a playoff spot tonight. We'll talk to Nick Green about that and what they look like as the playoffs approach. Coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is a catchy song, man. I just got to let you do that. I can't come in and try to reset the segment. I just got to let you do that first. You good?
Yep.
Okay.
In Havana.
20 minutes away from the AMA. You can get your questions in either on the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text line, 404-741-0929. Twitter, at TBM929, at RandyMac81, at WendyRadio, at Ryan_Gebhardt. The phone lines are open in 20 minutes as well for the AMA. Any question, any topic. But we've been looking forward to this conversation all day.
The
Braves back at it again tonight, a chance to clinch a playoff spot tonight. The playoffs just over a week away. Our guy Nick Green from Fox Sports South joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Nick, how are you?
What's up, Nick?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Doing good. And, you know, the home stretch of the season now. Got some bad news yesterday, unfortunately, on Cole Hamels. I wonder, from your perspective, and maybe if you're in that locker room on this team, How do you react to finding out that Hamels is, you know, he only played one game, but he's not going to be a part of the season for the rest of the season, not going to be a part of the playoff rotation?
You know, I think it's disappointing. I think guys were excited to see him get back. He's worked hard to try to get back. As far as expectations are concerned, though, honestly, I was shocked that he actually pitched at all this year. And I think that's probably where some of the guys were. I was optimistic once he made that first start. And he said he felt good afterwards. Yesterday, they didn't even know until like 4:30 that he didn't feel good. So when you look at what he's given this team, he's only given them 3 1/3 innings, and they've been great without him. So I think they're still confident. I think they're disappointed just because they were going to get a proven veteran guy that could give you innings in the playoffs that has that experience. But at the same time, this team continues to defy the odds and continues to win despite not having Cole Hamels all year. So I still think that they're confident. They're just probably disappointed more than likely.
And Nick, with that being said, because there was no guarantee that he was going to, like you said, all year long, you just thought you were just hoping that you might get a glimpse of him and everything. And now we were talking earlier about the new first round format of the playoffs when you talk about the three games or whatever. So we're pretty sure it's going to be, we know it's going to be Max Fried. Is Kyle Wright and Anderson going to be those other two guys? And what happens when they move on to the next round?
Well, it's going to get interesting. I mean, you've got to have if you get past the first round, you've got to have 4 starters. And we talked about this last night. I mean, right now you're with Fried, Anderson, and hopefully Kyle Wright pitches well his next time out. So those are your top 3. I feel good about those guys. The better part about this with having young guys in the rotation is that there are no fans. So with fans in the stands, the ball game completely changes. So I think that's good for them. As far as going to the next round, hopefully they get there. And if you go into round two and you have to have that fourth starter, hopefully it's Waskar Enoa. But yesterday, he only threw three innings. He struggled in the first. He did come out, apparently, according to Mark Melancon, because we didn't get any news until Melancon spoke late last night, that he came out because of a finger injury or something. So if he's not healthy, I don't know where you go, honestly. Because you're going to have a long guy just in case. The Tomlin guy's a guy that you have to have as a long guy. Matic is a long guy. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. If Waskar, you know, can't pitch game four if they get there, I don't know where you go, honestly.
Have you ever seen it? Like, it's crazy. And we talk about the rotation, and obviously, and it's a glaring issue, and there's a lot of I don't knows, and we're on the same page with you, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also really good. Like, this is a ridiculously good baseball team with a chance to make some noise in October. Like, can you remember a team being this good while also having such a disastrous part of their team like the Braves do in their rotation at all in your baseball history?
No, I don't think that there's ever been a team that's been this good that's had so many question marks in the rotation. You know, if you look at the rotation and look at the numbers other than Fried and Soroka, he only threw two games, I believe, before he got hurt.
Right.
And then Ian Anderson coming up for a few games. This rotation has been awful. And how they've stayed in these games, I have no idea. The offense is really good. They've got great chemistry, which is one good thing that's going for them. They also have a great bullpen. Fitz done a really good job. I know people have questioned his moves as far as bullpen usage at times, but he's done a great job of keeping those guys rested. You can't have success with a starting rotation that has the numbers they have without having a great bullpen and having those guys rested. So I can't remember any team being able to battle through things like this that the Braves have had to battle through. The good news is it's only 60 games. If this was 162, Alex would have had to go out and get guys. He would have had to get multiple guys. And then, you know, at that stage of the game with 162 games, I don't think they'd be where they are. That's where I feel this team would be if it was a normal season. But right now, they're defying the odds. They're battling through injuries, battling through adversity, and they're playing pretty good baseball.
Nick, I want to go back to something that a lot of us talked about in the spring, and that was that third base type, the battle between Camargo and you know, and Austin Riley. And that, I mean, for the most part, it has not been a competition. We know it has not been a competition. And what has been the biggest adjustment that you've seen Austin Riley go through this this new season? Because I knew that he could hit. Nick, I didn't know he could play third base the way he has.
Well, you know, I actually saw him in Gwinnett play third base, so I knew that he could play third base. He's athletic. He has mobility. He's got a good arm. He played great in the outfield last year. So I didn't have any doubts about him playing third base. I think more than anything, it's just us seeing him for the first time with our own eyes consistently at third base. And he's done a really good job. But from an offensive perspective, the best thing that's happened to him was the fact that Camargo did not take that job and run with it. If he did take the job and run with it, I don't think Austin Riley would have been able to snap out of his funk early on. I think that when you play somebody like that and you don't play them consistently, it's hard to battle back. And last year he was not very good after that first 6 weeks or so. So how do you battle back from a mental standpoint? How do you gain that confidence without playing consistently? So I think that that was the best thing that ever happened to him. He's made adjustments with his swing. He's starting to understand how his swing works, how to be consistent with it. There's no pressure on him. He's sitting towards the bottom of the lineup, and he's done a really good job as the season moved on of taking his base hits. Remember last year it was almost all or nothing. It was home run or strikeout.
Yep.
This year we see him get jammed a little bit, shoot the ball the other way, and that's, to me, that's just being able to play every day and not having pressure on you. So he's been a pleasant surprise, to say the least.
Yeah, went the other way last night to pick up a couple RBIs. Mm-hmm. Nick Green joining us here from Fox Sports South. By the way, Braves Live postseason edition will return for postgame shows after every Braves playoff game on Fox Sports Southeast. What do you think the final decisions that Snit has to make as far as the lineup are? I think we know what the top end of the lineup looks like, and it's very, very good. They've been moving guys around a little bit on the back end of the lineup. What else do you think Snit needs to figure out? What do you think it looks like?
I think it looks pretty much like it has. I think you're staying with Freddie in the second spot, Ozuna mm-hmm. behind him. Darnold, whether he's DHing or catching, behind Ozuna. Then you have to fill in the blanks down the bottom. But Duvall's done a nice job. Arcakis will slide in there at times. And I think Dansby's going to stay at the bottom. I actually like Ozzy down at the bottom in the ninth spot. And I would have switched him and Arcakis, where Arcakis would be hitting 5-6 somewhere in there. And then have Duvall, Riley, Swanson, and Albies. So what Smith's done is he just wants to get Ozzy up higher in the order because he's swinging the bat better. I get it. I understand that. But you've got to have something down at the bottom. And I like last night, Flowers hit 8 when he was catching. Swanson hit 9. I like that better than Swanson 8, Flowers 9, just because you have that second leadoff guy taking a little bit of pressure off Dansby as well, hitting at the bottom. So I think you're going to see the order kind of the way it's been. But Darnold's got to be in there every single day. That's a fact in going into the playoffs for sure.
So, Nick, after all the conversation we had with you so far today, and again, we always appreciate you coming on with us, mm-hmm. Braves need to just hope and hit.
Well, I mean, kind of. This offense is really good, so they're going to face good pitching in the playoffs. It's either more than likely going to be Cincinnati or St. Louis. Those guys have good rotations, so they're going to have to hit. You have to hope that Max Free can give you 6 innings in the playoffs. You hope Ian Anderson can battle through, keep you in the ballgame. Same thing with Kyle Wright. So I'm not going to be shocked if Brian Snicker has a short leash on those starters and it just relies on that bullpen. Now, how he runs those guys out there, I don't know, but they've got a lot of guys he can run out there for multiple innings and get the job done. So, but you do have to hit. There's no doubt about that because you are going to face some good pitching in the playoffs for sure.
Maybe this is me just being petty and wanting revenge as a fan, but whatever. It would be nice if it was the Cardinals, wouldn't it? Get a little get back for the way things went last year. That game 5 still leaves a bad taste in a lot of our mouths.
Yes, it does. And, I think that they would match up better against the Cardinals than they would Cincinnati. I know both those offenses aren't that great, but at the same time, I would not want to see Bauer, Sonny Gray, and Luis Castillo in a three game set. So the Cardinals, Wainwright, he's been really good. Dakota Hudson's on the IL right now. So he's not, I don't know when he's coming back, if he's going to be back. And then Jack Flaherty's really good. But I like our chances against St. Louis a lot better than Cincinnati. And also, yeah, you're right. I mean, the way the season ended last year, St. Louis was hot at the right time. And the Braves were the better team, I felt like. But I think they can get some revenge this year if they face them.
See, that's why we get Nick on. He makes his decisions based on matchups. We make our decisions based on pettiness. Either way, I'm glad that it checks both of the boxes. Nick, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. We'll be watching tonight.
You got it, guys. See ya.
Nick Green there from Fox Sports South. Again, Braves Live postseason edition is going to return for postgame shows after every Braves playoff game on Fox Sports Southeast. Man, it'd be nice to beat the Cardinals in the playoffs.
Yeah. But no, you're so professional, man.
Oh, thanks. Well, am I? Oh, I didn't bring up the cake. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I would have had an attitude like, yeah, what up, Nick?
Who's the worst person that your wife could ask for on her birthday cake? We'll get to that and more questions in the AMA coming up next.
Nick?
Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, Twitter, phones. The phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The Ask Me Anything AMA to close the show out every day. Your chance to ask us any question you want, either on the phone lines at 404-741-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, same number, Twitter at TBM929, at RandyMac81. I was laughing coming back into the segment, Randy. Does Brian just like kind of sometimes just throw grenades at you right before the commercial break is over and just let you go back on the air thinking about the last thing that he said?
Always.
Always. Like, he's always just like, all right, we're coming. Get counting down. Yeah,
all the time.
And then Brian will just throw something at you. Like, oh, all right, cool. Thanks for putting that in my mind right before we went back on there. I do. I appreciate it. It's really good. Anyway, get your questions in. We will answer them. We'll start on the phones, and we'll start with Matt in Columbus. What's up, Matt?
What up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, boys? All right, I'm going to preface this by saying this is not me, 100% not me. but if you are getting married and you know your girl's not throwing a bachelorette party, do you still throw a bachelor party?
Hell yeah, Matt. Hell yeah. Tell her to get better friends.
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. I mean,
hell, Matt. Hell yes.
You want to do it. You want to do it. What bachelor party's about? Fun. Of course, you want to do it. But hold why? On, why hold is on, she not having hold a bachelorette on, party is my question.
So no, she can't have one bachelorette party, so you can't have a bachelor party?
No, it's not
hell
that.
No.
It's not that you what? Can't. It's not that you can't. I'm just asking why. Like, why is she not having a bachelorette party? You know what I mean?
That don't got nothing to do with me, Andy Bunker. All right, I'm going to the shake. And they let me stop. Because I was about to give y'all the insights on bachelor parties. Careful.
I mean, look, everybody knows. There's no real secrets, right?
No. But see, my bachelor party.
Tell the details, but
my bachelor parties
what
are cool. My bachelor parties are cool. My boys, they do a great job. Now, when I throw their bachelor party, it's to make up for what they did for me on my bachelor party.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, when it's your wedding and your bachelor party, your buddies are responsible for showing you a good time. And then when it's one of them, you pay him back. Like, okay, they did this. I'm going to try to do this, but maybe make it better. I know he likes this thing specifically. I'm going to try to make that happen. Yeah. Like,
why are you marrying
a lady who doesn't have any friends anyway?
But that's what I'm saying. But Andy, we're guys. All right. You take us to a shake. That's our bachelor party. Women, they got to have all the cutesy little games and the thing and the damn triangle crackers and all that stuff. No, man, you break us some wings, some brew, and some thighs. And we straight.
It's very simple. Like, it doesn't have to be complicated, you know. There's like four or five ingredients that you need. But again, I just, you know, I'm feeling bad for that lady that doesn't get the bachelorette party.
I'm feeling bad for her too.
Where's her friends at? Why doesn't she have any friends?
Matt, go do you, pimpin'.
Yeah, do your thing. You got to do your thing. I mean,
the thing about it is, she will not marry you because of it.
But no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she going to marry you. Just don't do nothing stupid at the bachelor party.
Don't do anything stupid. But the hard part is this. Like, bachelorette, bachelor party tend to be the same weekend, right? You go do your thing. She does her thing. But you're going on your bachelor party, and she's not. What's she doing?
Man, she going to be calling. Hey,
detective
gonna be calling.
That's what
she's
doing.
Going to be calling you the whole damn time. What you doing?
Calling you.
Hey, what you doing?
Checking your friend's social media. I don't know. Yeah. Showing up, maybe. Showing up dressed up in a trench coat. If you have a bachelor party and she doesn't have a bachelorette party, be very careful. If you see any suspicious characters walking around in a trench coat, that might be your fiance. All right? Be careful. DJ is in Atlanta. What's up, DJ?
What up, D?
Hey, man, no, I miss y'all, boy. Y'all, boy, keep it all the way hood, man. I appreciate what y'all are doing, man. Y'all look all the way out, man, for this sport time, man, and any time of the day, man. I'm DJ coming from Atlanta, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
I appreciate what y'all do, man. And I got a question for y'all, man. From the hood, will the Falcons win a game this year, period? Oh, and by the way, one more question. When in Denisha, they need their own sports show, man. Peace out, fellas.
I agree with that.
That would be great. Wendy and Tanitra? Yes,
amen.
That would be a great show.
100% agree.
They should win this weekend, DJ. I mean, they should. They're a bet. I think they. Damn it, DJ.
Come on, you can do it. Go on. You can do
DJ,
it.
They need to. They should win. I'm going to pick the Falcons. I never pick the Falcons. I never pick their games or whatever, but I always say they should win. The Falcons should win this football game, man.
Yeah.
They should, man.
Yeah. They should have won last weekend, too.
They should have won last weekend, but I'll learn a lot about the character of this team about how they play this weekend.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
A whole lot.
It can go a variety of ways.
Yeah.
You come out.
Because I think it's going to be really good for Andy, I think either it's going to be really good for the Falcons. And I'm talking about look like the Falcons, or it's going to be the same old, damn it, we blew it. You know, we were playing good and we blew it.
Yeah. Ugh, I don't know. I think they're going to win this weekend too. I mean, they should. Like Randy said, they're better than the Bears. Matt is in Buford. What's up, Matt?
What up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Doing good.
Good. Just one thing that's bothered me about this team for years is the personnel on the field.
It'll be first and 10, and it's a running play, and it's obviously tight end heavy. Second down, it's a running play again, and Julio and Ridley are still on the sidelines. And then we get into a third and long, and we call for Julio and Ridley to come in to fail a conversion. They don't get open. It's so obvious of what they call. And it looked like Julio and Ridley were trying to get in the game. It looked like they were trying to ask the coaches on second and long to put me in the game. It's so frustrating. It doesn't throw them off. It's like,
thanks, Matt.
One more
appreciate
thing. It's like calling a play for Steph Curry and taking Klay Thompson out of the game. It doesn't make
sense. Hey, Matt, I 100% agree with you. That frustrates the hell out of me when Julio and Calvin are not on the field, and then Gage and Zacchaeus is in the game. You know what the hell they're going to do? Matt, that annoys the hell out of me, too. It really does, man.
They do. I mean, it's been.
I'm with him all the way.
They tend to telegraph, like, all right, so this personnel package, we know what they're going to run. Yeah. Okay, now these guys are back out. They're going to throw the ball. It's incredibly frustrating. The most frustrating thing to me, though, is when they have that weird personnel package out there and then they decide to throw it anyway, and it's like third and eight and Julio Jones isn't there and you're throwing it to Alameda Zacchaeus or something like that. Like, I get creativity, but...
A little bit.
Okay, here's one. If you had to let one of them spend the night at your house, would it be Nick Green, Frenchie, or Greg Olsen? Come on, Daryl. I don't want any of those guys spending the night at my house. None of them. But if it had to be one, it could be Nick Green. Nick Green can sleep on the swing on the porch. Those other two guys, aren't invited, man. Too dangerous.
and Boone going to be sitting right up under the swing, waiting for him to move.
Looking at him, just waiting to bite him. Do we have any good ones over there? Do we have time for any good ones over there?
We do. Black Calvin Ridley jersey is supposed to arrive today. Should I return it? Or just be disappointed?
Yeah, you can wear the Ridley jersey. He's been playing good, right?
Oh, I mean, just and I know it's hard. Atlanta fans, I know it's rough. It is, man. And I'm not the one sitting there and tell you, because this is what fans do. We love you and even hate you. It's just that way with sports teams. It's a love-hate relationship. My boys would hit me up yesterday because they were Dolphin fans. Whatever team I played for, they were fans of that team. But since I've been retired, they go back to just being solely Falcon fans. And they pissed. It's okay. But returning a jersey, I wouldn't do that just yet.
No, I mean, look, Calvin Ridley's going to be on the team whether this coaching staff is here or not for the next couple of years. And Calvin Ridley's damn good. So, yeah, you got no reason but to support him and keep, support your team. I saw some people burning jerseys on Twitter after last week. Don't do that. Look,
y'all know that y'all paid for that jersey.
Right.
And the Falcons are going to give y'all no refund.
they already got the money. You don't get the money.
I already got the money. I already got that percentage off that jersey sale for y'all buying it. The player did. Like,
how much percentage do you get?
None of your business, Andy.
Oh, all right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day to wrap the show up every single day. We start with Wendy.
I've been really excited about my takeaway. I'm just going to leave it right here. Everyone knows what the D stands for.
Yep. They sure do. Randy?
Oh, man. I already know where to go for that. I guess my takeaway is that Andy wants to jump out of a damn cake. So if y'all are listening, y'all listeners, find us a damn cake that he can jump out of for his wife, Ashley, on her birthday.
I'd love to do that. I learned that Randy's not going apple picking because he's not me. But I think you should, man. I really think you'd enjoy it. Apple picking's a really good time. I really think you'd have a nice time. I think you and Donna would really like it.
Man, you guys literally took all my takeaways. I got one other one written down here, but those were all great ones. The Braves need at least one out-of-body Wankster appearance to win this postseason. That's my one takeaway.
Yeah, all right. That's good.
Hey, man. What's that guy's name about the bachelor party? Hey, man, go to your bachelor party. I bet she walk around you right now with the moat mouth looking all sad. Don't fall for it, bro. Go to the shake.
I'm with you. You got to do it. All right, so Dan Quinn's on with Dukes and Bell at 3:10 today. Dukes and Bell got you next from 2 to 7. We'll be back at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Watch out now!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.